We get saddled in with the rest of these losers.
You know what? Well, I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't say what's on my mind. No, I won't say it.
No, go ahead.
Well, nobody listen to this, okay? Because I don't want people to get offended. But I've never seen a bigger bunch of losers than the people.
Yeah, there's a bunch of losers around here. And I'm no loser.
And don't take offense. You know, some people are winners and some people are losers.
Well, let me just make a promise to the audience here. I want you to start listening to the rest of the radio station because I went around today and personally reviewed what was going on around here.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm starting to get the station on track.
Are you? Because I have to think that if these people got a taste of winning, they would become winners.
Yeah.
It's just that they've been losing for so long.
Yeah, we'll change the attitude around here.
It's awful, though. It is. It's a terrible attitude to have.
Yeah, I know what they have to do to win, but they don't listen to me.
Have you told them?
Yeah, I've told them. I know what they have to do.
Are they taking any of your suggestions?
If you want to be losers, don't listen to me. Well, they fired Jay Thomas, and,
one of your suggestions?
Yeah. No, I really don't care that they fired Jay, to be honest with you. I mean, I think he's a nice guy and everything.
Well,
but
you care to the extent that you don't like to see anyone unemployed.
Yeah, but personally, I don't care about his misfortune. I only care about my ass.
Ooh, well, he certainly didn't call us when we were fired.
And we knew yesterday that, yeah, right. We knew yesterday he was fired, and the whole time on the air, they wouldn't let us say he was fired.
I know. It was so funny because somebody came in today and they said, gee, did you guys know that Jay had been fired because you were promoting his show an awful lot yesterday?
That's why we did it. And evidently he took it real well.
Yeah, apparently it didn't mean that much to him.
It wasn't even in the newspapers this morning.
Howard, you don't expect everything. I mean, nobody's going to react to a person being fired off the air like they reacted to your being fired off the air.
I mean, like, even George Maxian didn't even write about it.
George probably doesn't even know.
Yeah.
He's waiting for a call.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. Well, we got all of Jay's sound effects we could steal.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. I mean, we got that whole rack of sound effects, and they're going to throw them away, but if there's something there we can use.
Hey, yeah, Freddie, what's that one that says, what a hiney? What is that?
I don't think you want that.
I don't? See if he's got any good sound effects we could steal. Because now that he's gone, we could at least get his sound effects.
Is there anything else he had here that might be worthwhile taking?
Did they get rid of Chip, too?
Yeah. Oh, don't laugh like that.
They don't know who to get rid of here. Oh, I think you're going to see more bodies flying around here.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to stop at those, too.
No, I don't think the purge is over yet.
Yeah.
I think I know a few more bodies that are going to be flying.
Like who?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say.
You're not?
No, I know station management.
All right, let me ask one question.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
Is it going to be in the management level or on the on-air level?
On-air.
On-air?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, management never changes. It's never management's fault when a station does poorly. Like, they got consultants to this radio station. I'd fire the consultants.
Yeah, that's who should be fired.
And I'd fire everybody. Except us.
Except us, yes.
Start with a clean sweep. Hey, as long as they don't fire us, man, I don't care what happens here. Be honest with you. Jay Thomas Shmamish.
Oh.
I don't care. Bring in the next guy to do mornings. They asked me to do mornings.
I know.
No way I'm getting up early in the morning. Screw that. I told the man, you give me $2 million a year for 5 years guaranteed, $10 million, and then you pay Robin and Freddie good salaries,
yes.
Then we'll talk. But I will do the morning show here. I will do it. I shouldn't say I would never do it.
Right, for the right amount of money.
$2 million a year, that's my price. And you'll see me getting up in the morning.
All right.
Plus, additional amenities.
Like?
Like my own office.
Uh-huh. In fact, if you're getting up in the morning, you should have this entire floor.
Yeah, an office isolated from that... The schmuck music director who plays his records too damn loud while I'm trying to meditate.
That's right. They should clean out the office for us.
I want my own office, $2 million cash money, additional support people,
mm-hmm.
which means traffic people, additional comedians to work on the show, who I will name at a later date.
Are they listening? We're negotiating.
Yes. Other things. The only thing they wouldn't have to do is pay Gary more money. He already makes enough.
That's right. You don't want him getting too uppity. He's already hard to control.
Yeah, he already does nothing.
But you need a secretary.
Where is that idiot Gary? Yeah, I need a secretary, and I need someone to answer my phone because the receptionist isn't too thrilled about answering my phone.
That's right. We need two or three phone lines and someone sitting there personally to answer our phone calls.
Yeah, because evidently Spanish people don't like to answer the phone for white people. I didn't know the Spanish hated me that much.
Oh, you know what? I had a brilliant idea. If they want you to do mornings, build a studio at your house.
That's right. Oh, I thought that was already known.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about having an office here. We wouldn't need an office here.
But there's a lot of pressure on me to do mornings here. Get up early in the morning and do mornings. Do battle with the other morning men.
Mm.
It was such stiff competition it would be. Scott Shannon with his brilliant wit.
Yes.
And Jim Kerr and Imus.
Razor sharp wits, they all are,
yeah.
Yes.
They're all such innovators in the radio industry.
It is scary, isn't it, just to think of it.
So I don't know, maybe I'll do mornings, but I seriously want $2 million of my own.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even talking about your salary, Robin, or Fred's.
Right, and you still don't have us until they come up with some money for us.
That's right. I'm talking about $2 million just for myself.
Uh-huh.
That's where we start. All right, and then the morning show. How much money do you want?
I want at least a million.
All right.
I won't even get up unless it's a million. I might call in for $500,000.
Jackie, our joke man, is here today. Any good sound effects of Jay's?
Oh, sure.
Give me a whole bunch of them. Let's see what they are, because we could steal them now. It's not even stealing. It's our property.
They are up for grabs, Howard.
I think we'll inherit those. Gary was supposed to get Jay Thomas on the phone so we could ask him about the firing.
Yeah, because, you know, he took it real well. I don't think we took our firing as well as he did.
Oh, he was real professional.
Yeah.
Even Tom Chiasano, the general manager, said, oh, Jay was the consummate professional. I said, really? He says, yeah, he came right in and he understood why and everything.
Yeah.
Well, he had no ratings. Of course he understood why. It's not hard to figure out. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out why he got fired. First of all, let me say something about Jay. He's a very lovely young guy. But, in all honesty, he was concentrating on his outside projects more than his radio show.
Yes.
Now, as you know, I have many outside projects, Robin. None of them have gotten off the ground, but but they're in development.
But you leave those alone and you do radio when
That's
you're
right.
on radio.
When I'm on radio, man, I put everything else out of my mind. Really, I am out of my mind. But that's what I do. But Jay had some nutty notion that he was going to be a movie star.
Well, he's done some movies.
He did Mork and Mindy, and he had a bit part on that.
Yeah.
And I think he thought that he was going to be big after that. He did a Love Boat.
Did he?
He did a Love Boat. I saw him on Love Boat. He actually...
Who'd he get?
He got one of my childhood fantasies.
Oh, yeah?
Marsha Brady.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa!
He gave it to Marsha Brady.
Wow.
Right in the old... Right in the old Mamankies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't you remember that scene where Jay goes on the Love Boat and then grabs Marsha Brady's cans?
I missed that episode.
He's the first guy to ever feel her up.
Wow.
He gets the second base. Very hot scene.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, if memory serves me well, he...
It was Marsha?
Marsha, the...
Is she the one with the glasses?
Or no, the older one.
Maureen McCormick.
Yeah, he got Maureen McCormick. So, it comes as no surprise to me that Jay was fired.
Well, I was surprised it hadn't happened sooner, but...
Be honest with you, I was too. In fact, the fact that they kept him around here, I think that the Infinity management was more than kind.
I'm surprised. You know, I am surprised that they don't already have a replacement. I'm surprised that there's somebody not already sliding right into that position.
Yeah.
They must have known he was going.
Yeah. But they don't have anybody.
Hmm.
And they're looking toward me to save the radio station in the morning. And it would be done for the right amount, for $2 million. That's my asking price.
All right. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed no, $2 million. Even if I use the F word on the air, they got to pay me $2 million. No matter what I do. $2 million a year. 5 years. No cut. $10 million cash. Cash money. Because let me tell you something. $2 million a year is not a lot of money.
No.
The government gets $1 million. That's right off the top. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, as you well know, I'm in partnership with the government.
That's right.
$1 million goes to the government, and I'm left with $1 million. Then I got expenses, And then I got other things.
Well, you have agents and lawyers and accountants. Everybody gets a take before you get it.
Then my agent gets $100,000. That's $900,000 left for me. All right? So far I've made $900,000 on a $2 million deal. All right? After that, I've got to pay an accountant. That's another $500,000 a year. Because to manage that kind of money, you need a $500,000 a year.
Yeah. I get parking.
Jackie, I have to pay parking. I have to pay different people.
That's cutting out the budget.
My mortgage is like a fortune. My mortgage is like $100,000 a year. Uh-huh. That's $800,000. The time it's all said and done, maybe I'll bring home maybe $200,000.
Who can live on that? How do you make ends meet?
I'm serious. That's not a lot of money.
Yeah, no.
Because, and then you're saying, well, sure, that's a lot of money, because after 5 years, Stern, you would have $1 million saved up.
That's right.
But the point is that could be all the money I ever make for the rest of my life.
How much interest would you make on that if you just put it into something?
What's that, $1 million?
Yeah.
I would make $100,000 a year in interest. Not even. Maybe $90,000 a year.
Still be tough, wouldn't it?
It would be tough to I couldn't live on $90,000 a year. Could you? No way.
No.
I really couldn't. No, because I've obviously raised my standard of living. I don't think I could live on less than like $300,000 a year.
That's free and clear.
Free and clear, yeah. I'm talking about. Right now, I can barely make ends meet. Well,
that's
true.
After taxes and everything else.
No, a lot of people don't understand that. I've got to live a certain kind of life, a sheltered life.
Mm-hmm. You can't live where everyone else lives.
I can't walk on the street. I have to have a limousine.
That's right.
That's right. I have to pay for my own limousine. That runs me about $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Thank you.
You really ought to learn to drive, Howard.
I know.
Could save you some money.
Hey, where's those tapes? Let's go through Jay's tapes and see if there's anything we want to save.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Here's go ahead.
Monday sucks.
Okay.
Let's evaluate that. Do we want to use that?
No.
No. That's a morning show kind of thing. We don't want to do that.
Well, I kind of like that.
Nah.
That's kind of a goofy little Monday sucks.
I don't think it works.
It's true. We don't want to get saddled with Jay's material. Already
didn't
go
do
down.
Him too well, did it?
Yeah.
All right, so throw that one out, Freddie.
All right, that's gone. All right, next.
And Jay's producer's running around. Because they kept Jay's producer. That's what I can't figure out.
Yeah.
Hey, Freddie, see if he'll come in.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Uh-oh.
But then again, NBC kept Gary when we left.
I'm sure he's preparing for the next morning.
And he's walking around here. I don't understand that Jay's really funny. I said, well, if Jay was really funny, he'd still have his job. I said, you're obviously the only one who thinks so. He's walking around here in a daze.
That's not true, Howard. Everyone on that show thought Jay was funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think Jay's basically funny. It's just that he started concentrating on his acting career. Where is that guy?
He's a little slower than most people.
Come on in here. Have you talked to Jay since the firing? Here, come on in. Oh, wait, he's getting serious.
I talked to him yesterday morning.
How is he? How's he holding up?
Pretty good.
It didn't even get in the Daily News in the George Maxian column.
Probably makes Saturday or something.
You think it will?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Didn't make page six.
What was Jay's rating when he left?
I have no idea. Seriously, I don't know.
Seriously, I didn't look. I promised myself I wouldn't look.
Yeah, but the way you're walking around here, Jay was really funny. I don't understand it. Now, listen, Jay's been dumped, and chances are you'll never see him working again. So the point is, don't walk around saying Jay was funny. Get on the side of management. Say Jay wasn't funny, and you kept trying to tell him how to be funny, but he wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
Or else you'll be walking out this door.
If that's going to keep my job.
No, seriously, don't be a downer around here. You're walking around. Jay, I don't understand. Jay was really funny.
That would be a bad move. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't remind people about it.
Where did Jay go wrong, do you think?
I don't know. But he wasn't funny. I mean, I did everything I could.
Yeah.
I really did.
Excuse me. Now.
How quickly
you have to admit that the reason Jay was not successful was because he was so busy auditioning every minute. Didn't he, like, just leave right after his show every morning?
That would happen a lot, yeah. So I guess he didn't work on the humor.
How much time did he spend here after his show?
An answer honestly, how much time did Jay spend on his show after he left?
A good solid 15 minutes.
See?
Yeah, and his show.
See? That's what.
All 15 minutes shows.
I mean, you can't do that. I mean, they were paying him pretty good. Do you have any idea what they were paying Jay?
No.
Would you say they were paying him more than $200,000 a year?
I have no idea. That was all done before I got here.
I see.
You never come up.
Would you think they're paying Jay more than $200,000?
Well, he had a Manhattan apartment. right?
He was, the guy's not starving.
Right, yeah. I mean, he was making a good piece of change.
He was making more than 200 grand a year. And he spent 15 minutes preparing for his show every day.
Man. And what time did he get in the morning?
Yeah, what time did he get here?
We'd get in here pretty early. We'd get in here by 5:30.
Oh. And what time did you go on the air?
Six.
6 o'clock. Oh. I rest my case.
But we had there are no interruptions here at 5:30 in the morning, so we had...
You got a solid work done for a half hour.
All the coffee you want.
Now, see, I think that, and I think you'll be the first to admit this, that Jay... had a delusional thing that he was going to become a movie star. But didn't he realize after Mork and Mindy that he was really not going to be a television success?
Obviously not.
He didn't?
No.
And wasn't he on the Love Boat?
He was on the Love Boat. He was on Spencer for Hire. He did a couple of soaps.
See, that's what I mean. He was busy auditioning for that stuff. And that stuff pays scale.
There was that Broadway play, off-Broadway play.
He was running. He was doing mornings, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then doing a play. What time did the play start at night?
8 o'clock, I guess.
I rest my case.
Mm-hmm. Man couldn't even get any sleep. He has to sleep to do a morning show.
Hey, I did mornings for years, and being a top radio personality, I know. I go home and research, Robin.
That's right.
I go home and you know what I did last night? I read Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Newsweek, watched Dirty Harry again, watched some of that alcoholism show on Channel 7, woke up this morning, made sure to watch the morning show, and be well-versed in Donahue with Bishman Tutu, so I could do a
Bishman
bit today.
Bishman Tutu, oh, that's
Bishop
right.
Bishop Tutu. Hey, I got a cold.
Joey Bishop Tutu.
Bishop Tutu.
Son of a gun.
You look much better informed today.
No, seriously, that's the kind of prep,
he's
show prep
sure.
that I do.
Sure.
He's in touch, so they're in touch.
I mean, I plan to talk about Newsweek and the gay issue.
Right, because gay is the big cover.
Yeah. I mean, I have it well covered. I don't know if Jay did this kind of preparation. I'm not aware of it. But if he was certainly doing a play at 8 o'clock at night, and then I'm sure it didn't get done until 10, then he'd go out and hang out. He wouldn't get in his apartment till 11. He'd have to unwind for an hour. That would give him 5 hours sleep.
Less than that.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Who did he make it with on the Love Boat that time? Wasn't it one of the Brady girls?
I never saw it. I have no idea.
Oh, you never saw it. I see.
No.
I rest my case.
You're not very well-versed in this either, are you?
I don't think anyone on that show was well-versed. I mean, here you work with the man. You didn't even know who he co-starred with on the Love Boat. I rest my case. So what's going to happen? Now, how come they're keeping you around? I don't understand that.
Well, I'm going to be working with the program director and the promotion director.
Doing what?
Stuff.
Stuff?
Stuff.
Hmm.
That's a direct quote from the general manager.
Well, you're a good man, actually. You have some street smarts that Jay never had. All right, now you don't mind that we pick through, like vultures, we pick through Jay's sound effects. Do you care?
Did he have anything else that we might want?
Oh. Yeah, what else did Jay use on the show that worked?
Here you go.
What?
Another total loser.
What is that? What's another total loser?
That's just probably something you'd probably play after a phone call.
A ringout.
I would assume.
Oh. I don't like that.
I don't particularly care for that, no.
Okay, how about this one?
Yeah, what's some of Jay, what else did Jay use? Did he have anything that worked that we could use? That we could adapt?
Oh,
here's something.
This I kind of like, but it's kind of an identity with Jay, though. I don't know.
What is it?
You imbecile! You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead! You.
I like that.
Did that have the F word in it? You stupid F head?
No. That's Peter Lorre from The Maltese Falcon.
They never used those words.
Didn't Peter Lorre use the F word in that movie?
No, he used cocaine.
Hey, I think we'll use that. Hold on to that, Freddie. That's pretty good. Yeah, we'll use that, but we'll use it properly. Jay never knew how to use that.
Oh, good. Then they won't.
What else did Jay do on his show? Do you have any features or anything that were good?
Well, obviously, no one listened to anything.
I mean, you're the one who thought he was so funny.
Well, I didn't listen either, so.
What did you find funny about Jay?
He's, nothing.
What did he do?
Hey, I'm not going to stand around and defend it anymore, so.
What? Yeah, because you're running around. He's running around here all day.
I want to know what you found funny.
Well, that was yesterday.
He's
I've got a much better attitude today.
I'm outraged. I mean, I think Jay was funny.
I can't believe they fired him.
He's outraged. What's to be outraged? If Jay was funny, he should have sat home and wrote something funny.
If you were so outraged, you should have walked out with him.
Yeah, you weren't that outraged.
Nah, I'm still here.
I notice you're staying here. Jay basically is funny, but the problem is that he just got caught up in this whole Hollywood thing.
Yes.
And if you people see me doing that...
Please call.
I've been offered... Let me just tell you something, Robin, to kind of dedicate... Because I haven't even told you about this, and I'm going to tell everyone. I have been offered a major movie role.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's true.
It's really true.
Uh-huh.
It calls for me to be gone from my radio show for 10 weeks.
Uh-uh.
There is no way that I will do this.
What a guy.
Because the station won't let me. But... But I am in the middle of negotiating so that I will take 2 weeks for me to shoot the movie.
Uh-huh.
Even if they have to make my part smaller.
Ooh. Yeah. Howard, how could you do this?
Because, Robin, I care about my radio show.
Does anybody believe this?
And because I have a contract with Infinity that says they'll cancel all of my money. The party's over if I do something like that.
Yeah, this is a sure thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, certainly let me just say that I believe that there'll be another morning show here.
Oh, there has to be.
I believe that Jay's producer is a fine young man who certainly tried to keep the whole thing together, but certainly is delusional in that he thought that Jay could have kept his job here. And if you had been a good friend to Jay, you might have said to him, Jay, maybe you should cool out on all the acting gigs.
Yeah, work on the show for a while.
Yeah.
I guess I was remiss.
No more gigs.
All right, well, let's go through Jay's stuff. What else has he got?
Anything good? Well, you're the guy.
You're the expert. Yeah, but don't ask him if there's anything good. He obviously doesn't know.
He thought Jay was funny.
You have a point.
Just give me a whole bunch of tapes. We'll go through all of them.
Yeah, just take them out of that rack.
They don't have to be in order anymore. Jay doesn't work here. Everybody's keeping these carts like we have to worry about them.
Wait a minute. What are those things up there? Were those the best things?
Yeah, I bet you. Hey, what are those Jay's wacky music beds up there?
We don't want Jay's voice.
What are those things on top there?
Those are door knocks. I have no idea.
No, all those carts on top, those must be the best ones.
No, I don't think so.
This guy can't talk. You ask him a question, he doesn't do anything. What is this?
He's silent. He's mute.
Okay, there you go.
All right, what's this?
Let's see. These are actual drop-ins. These might come in handy.
Okay, he's getting upset, Jay's producer.
It's our stuff.
It's our stuff. They're touching our stuff.
I'm sorry.
Now, was that Jay? Who was that?
Was that Jay? Hey, put on headphones.
That was somebody going, I'm sorry. Well, that's re-queuing that. I'll play this one.
See?
That one I don't like.
Jay's producer is getting very upset right now.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nah.
Nah, I don't like that. It's too...
I can't use that kind of stuff.
That's too
corny.
No.
Too corny. No, you don't have to re-cue them. No one's going to be
away.
Using them. Throw them out.
All right, here you go.
Say that again.
No, I don't think so.
Did Jay use that stuff? No wonder he had no ratings.
That's the LA Air Force crap.
Did Jay use that stuff? Say that again?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, man.
He did. Yeah. Well, that was his problem right there. You should have said something to him. Who the hell wants
you're
to hear
kidding.
That?
You're kidding!
Why couldn't Jay just say you're kidding? Why do you have to have a jingle package that says you're kidding?
I guess he didn't even need to be there. You just hit some of these things and you got a morning show.
Hey, wait a second, Freddie. Give me all those. I'll take a phone call with them.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, why don't you cue them up in your machine?
All right.
I don't think these are re-cued.
Maybe I could use these.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to open your mouth. You say you got a cold?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I don't like that either. That's not real. That's not what's his face.
Hold on, I got an idea here.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk anymore. I could just use Jay's stuff.
Hey, I got some other stuff here, too, so if you want to...
Okay. One second.
Now, will they be able to hear that when you talk to them?
No, but that doesn't matter.
Is this ashamed of yourself? You should be ashamed of yourself. Is that
okay, here we go. Fred, you could hit some of them over there,
I
too.
I got three. All right.
Hello?
Hey, Carly, I want to talk to you.
Where is that?
Hold this on. Excited him so much he can't remember how to work the phone.
All right. Say, what was that?
Carly?
Speak.
Who are you calling to speak? Gotta watch it around here.
Mr.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Wait,
you idiot.
Isn't this a speakerphone?
Hello?
Or is it remote 3?
Yeah, that's right.
How come
it never
right
works?
Thing?
Where's this program?
Yeah, program.
Okay. Yeah. Someone keeps doing that.
Hello?
You're mad. You know that?
What?
You should have got rid of Jay when they got rid of KTU.
I'm sorry.
What?
Speak.
Good line. I love you. One of Jay's favorite lines.
That's disgusting.
I am.
That's disgusting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Putting it on?
You're kidding.
I mean, there's a concept here, Robin.
I think that this could work.
If I could get the audience to hear what the carts are saying.
Yeah, so we need to feed that down the line.
Right, I could put my headphones on toward the...
That you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try it again.
Yeah, put the headphones on the speaker box.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
All right.
Hello?
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 Ronnie or Howard?
Uh-huh. Hold it.
Hello?
Hold it. Wait till the carts requeue.
Wait, I'll hit one.
Howard, you have one.
What a dip!
What did that say? What a dip?
What a dip.
Oh, what
with
a dip.
A P,
I said, man, that Jay's pretty funny. What a dick. That's pretty outrageous.
You can't hear too well with
yeah, I don't have headphones on, so I thought it was pretty dirty. I said, oh, that's pretty risky. That's pretty much on the cutting edge. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hello?
Yes, Howard, I'm here. Can I talk to Robin?
What's happening, my carts aren't working. Wait a second. All right, what was that?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me take another call.
Yeah.
I'll work it out. Wait.
Let's get a good call. Yeah.
What do you mean a good call?
Hello?
Yeah, is this how it's done? Hello?
You're kidding!
Hello? How it's
say
done?
That again!
Is this how it's done? Hello?
I'm sorry.
Is this how it's done?
That's a real dirtbag.
Hello?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Hallelujah. Turnbo.
Hallelujah.
You're kidding.
Howard.
Oh, shut up.
Howard.
You imbecile, you bloated idiot, you stupid fathead, you...
Turnbo.
Say that again.
Howard.
See, it could work.
It could.
Yeah. Oh, Howard.
What's the matter? Couldn't you hear the jingle, sir? Why didn't you talk to the jingles?
I can't hear the jingle.
You couldn't?
I put headphones right on top of the speaker.
I can't hear the jingle.
Are you deaf?
No, I'm not deaf. I want to speak to Robin.
See, that's the only problem, Robin.
Yeah.
I want an autographed picture.
Send us a postcard.
I want an autographed picture of Robin.
All right, good. Get out of here, big dummy. What else has Jay got? How many commercials are we dealing with this hour?
We got a few.
Can we keep going with this? Because I want to just... Or should we stop for commercials?
Stop and come back?
Well, we got about 8.5.
Jackie the Joke Man's here. We're going to be playing Stump the Comedians.
Yeah.
Did you join the Friars Club yet?
No, I've been away.
All right, we're going to talk about Jackie joining the Friars Club.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about... we're going to do rank outs, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of rank outs.
Yeah. We even came up with some.
Do a little Stumpski.
A little Stumpski the Comedians. We're going to go through all of Jay's stuff and see if there's anything funny.
Yes.
And if it's not funny, we'll find a way to make it funny. No, I'm just saying
Oh, shut up.
No, you know, there's nothing wrong with these sound effects, apparently. It's just the way you use them.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Freddie, I like the way you use it. In fact, throughout the show, you could use those.
I'll try it.
Why surprise not? You.
Because if we like
it. Want to know why we don't do it? Want to know why we don't do it? Why we don't do it? Why we don't do it? Because it's too much trouble. That's why we don't do it.
What is that?
That's Jackie Gleason.
Get rid of that, Freddie. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's awful.
Why would Jay have something? No wonder his show was thrown off this station violently. What the hell would he be doing with that? Did he play that?
How dare you waste valuable airtime with your ridiculous prattle?
I wouldn't use that.
Get rid of that.
Yeah.
That's not really Howard Cosell, so why would you use that?
Yeah, see, I thought it was. Would have been better.
Okay. What else has he got?
Let's see. Well, this one.
What a dip.
I like that one.
You do?
Yeah. What a dip.
All right, save that. Okay. Oh, we might as well. He's not here anymore.
What's he going to do, come back and get these?
And I don't think that he'll be doing a radio show in New York for a while.
Wants to play them in his apartment? He doesn't want to do
that. Yeah, right.
That's impossible.
Nah. Too corny. I can't believe Jay used to play stuff like that. That's what did him in.
Sucks is gone.
Yeah, Monday Sucks, I don't want. Yeah. Just play them all.
Okay.
We'll audition all of them. There's only about 6 million of them.
Hey, it's a whole show.
It's a wonder Jay had time to talk on his show.
Watch it, sucker.
What did he do with that?
I don't know.
Maybe you could use that, Freddie, as like a little...
A drop-in, yeah.
Yeah. No? All right, forget it.
Yeah, screw it.
See, we were never big on sound effects, but we're starting to get into it.
And that's the deal.
We like realistic sound effects.
Real things.
I don't know what that is.
You're on the air.
Hey, Howard.
Say that again.
You can hardly hear the jingles.
Another little total loser.
See if you can hear him now.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, now it's working.
So talk.
And you can hear Robin, too.
You can hear me through the phone?
Yeah, you through the phone. And that, you know, that machine that answers the phone, that's not doing it anymore.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sure, it's not going to work if you don't carry the conversation.
See, this is probably the problem that Jay ran into.
Jay used the jingles mixed in with his voice. Yeah. I propose that two, three times a week we just do a whole show with jingles and I don't have to say anything. Do you have anything that says like hello and all that? Like real basic stuff?
Yeah, we need a hello, you're on the air. Something like that.
Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. How's this?
All right, hold up. We got something.
This might work. I don't know.
Wait till I get a phone call.
A door knock down there now. But this might answer.
Here we go.
Speak! Speak! Why don't you speak?
Get ready to hit it again. That'll do it.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead. I'm here.
I'm sorry.
You're loud and clear.
You're kidding!
No, now there's too much static with it.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's clear.
Say that again.
I said that's clear.
What a dip.
Oh.
What a what?
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Static on that.
Say that again.
Again.
Talk about a dirt bag. Oh, oh, oh. That's a real dirt bag.
Are you gonna talk to me?
I'm sorry.
See, the listener's got to instigate.
Yeah, you got to call up with a regular conversation like you would normally do. Have something to say.
Loud and clear. I don't believe it. I can finally hear you.
You're kidding!
All right, I think we got to take another phone call.
Yeah.
Ahead, I'm too boring.
Somebody with an agenda.
Yeah. All right, I think we need more. Do you have any more carts that, like, say stuff? I want to make sure I get this down right.
Oh, come on. I have questions to ask you. Keep me on.
Well, why didn't you ask
him? Well, ask him now so we can respond to you.
Stuff in my ear. I don't get a chance to talk to you.
What is she saying?
She got stuff in her ear? Clean them out.
Why don't you clean your ears out?
Listen to me. You know that love letter you got the other day?
See, this is ruining it, Robin. Yeah. You see, I wanted to talk just with Jay's material.
Well, let some morons on the phone. I have intelligence here.
You're kidding! Say that again!
Intelligence.
All right, what do you want to ask?
All right, remember the love letter you got the other day, and a girl wanted to have her picture taken, but you had to describe what she'd be wearing?
Yeah.
Well, she's back in town, right? You said she's back here for 6, and you said you'd tell her what to wear in the picture. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that, okay?
Okay.
This isn't the woman, is it?
Bye-bye.
No, this isn't the woman.
You sure?
Is this the woman?
I mean, why would she be so concerned?
Mm. You got any more stuff?
Okay.
I think this could work great, Robin.
I think so, too. But do we have any more?
This.
Like that.
No. What else has he got?
There you go.
See, Jan.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, keep that.
All right, keep that.
That one I kind of like. That's kind of real.
Give me some to hit.
Up yours.
Up yours is good.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Okay. We need stuff that we can make conversation with.
This for this particular bit, Fred.
You mean to tell, how did Jay do a show with all these carts? I mean, like, how did he?
He just dropped them in. He didn't. Oh.
He didn't care what it said.
It was sort of like that line I told you the other day. He didn't hit them when they were recommended. He just took something out and hit it. Didn't have to make sense.
No.
All right, I'm ready to try it one more time. Let me see what this does. This could be good. They fired this guy. I think Jay was retarded.
Oh, boy.
He was a major screw up.
Major screw up.
We're sorry that it happened.
Sorry.
I know that we really blew it.
We really blew it.
We'll never let that happen again.
Oh, shut up.
All right, here. All right, you ready? Let's try it.
All right.
When I press down the phone, Freddie, you hit your thing.
Okay, I got the speaker.
Speak! Why don't you speak?
Why don't you let me? Hey, how
say that again!
I said, why don't you let me? I got something really funny to tell you, Howard.
You're kidding!
Do you want to know what it is?
I don't have a yes card.
Hmm. You gotta realize we don't have a yes card.
Just go.
Oh? Well, anyway, I got something funny to tell you about the Live Aid concert.
Yes.
You're kidding!
You know when the Who was on?
Sweetheart, we can't respond. You got to learn how to talk to machines. We can't.
I'm not used to that.
Just keep talking, and then we'll throw things in.
Well, anyway, when the Who was on the air, they were singing We Won't Get Fooled Again. And part of that was recorded. Because I have it on.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, anyway, I have it on videotape.
You're kidding.
Oh, it's lovely.
And the organist wasn't playing on the keys.
Say that again.
The organist wasn't playing on the keys. And he was playing up on top of the keys.
I'm sorry.
So, Howard, what's new?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could barely hear that. It sounds very static.
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
That's the concept. I mean, we could get...
Yeah.
We could do a whole show like that.
Sure.
Well, this is the first time I've gotten through on this station. I mean, I was one of your old dialogues in NBC. And just glad that I was able to get through and to wish you luck. I mean, it's very hard to get through. You're very popular.
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you. That's what you said when I was up there. Talk to me.
What a dip.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Say that again.
No, I'm not. I'm really
talk
not.
About a dirt bag.
Ooh,
that's a real dirt bag.
No. Aren't you going to ask me what dial a date I was on?
Want to know why we don't do it? Want to know why we don't do it? Why we don't do it?
I give you a
why
hint?
We don't do it? Because it's too much
it's
trouble.
Working.
That's
did
why
I give
we
you
don't
hint?
Do it.
It's too hard. Thank you, ma'am. All right, goodbye.
Oh, Howard, let me tell you.
You are the biggest bore. You're the biggest pain in the ass I've ever heard. The only reason we put up with you this long is because we were trying to do the thing with the carts, the tapes. What is it, Gary? What?
I'm just listening.
Oh, good. Keeps motioning to me like he wants to say something. He interrupts my whole train of thought.
So why doesn't he say something?
All right, goodbye. It's already an hour we spent on this. You listeners obviously don't catch on. Why don't you ask me something, Howard? Well, we can if we're playing tapes.
You want to know?
Want to know?
Want me to tell you?
All right, listen, we got to play some commercial words. We'll be back, and then we'll play some music.
Yeah.
92.3 K-Rock.